damn. It's been a long road. Still got a long way to go to.
Let's go. When I was 15, I needed extra loot and mom ain't have it, so I searched the blocks of Hollywood for something I could practice. I bagged produce to produce some dough for me, and if you ain't tip, I probably stole shit out your groceries. Sold candy at school, Twix and Starburst. Their families were rich and so those shits rolled up in cars first. I peeped game while they rolled up in they drop tops. Yo, me and moms were picking out fake knives in the swap shop. Not the gangster type, I never had to pop shots. I pop girls twats, some dudes swore that they could cock block. But never that though, them ladies seemed to love the Mac flow. And the type of shit they used to wear just made us act low. I'm searching for the glitch in my past that made me who I am today. How did I stick to the path and last? It wasn't high school, it must have been the years before that. I'm digging deeper for the secrets, all let's take a tour back.
Nah, it couldn't have been high school. I had my ups and downs like everybody else. But my problems must have been before that. Let's take it back.
When I was 8 years old, my father helped to straighten my soul. He showed me there was much more to life than making that gold. He introduced me to some knowledge that I'm grateful to know. So when him and my mom split, it was a pain I ain't show. And mom was an all-star, single parenthood, the new sport. Pops couldn't take the pain and hopped the plane to New York. I love my parents and the choices they made, which is most of the reason why I don't hear voices today. I'm a product of my bloodline, not some city life shit. My mom worked the night shift to keep her working light switch. Me and my sister stuck close through any crisis. We saw dad twice a year, he paid the ticket prices. Throughout the early years, we saw a lot of hurt, but I'ma keep it positive for real, it could've gotten worse. It wasn't growing up, it must have been the years before that. I'm digging deeper for the secret, y'all, let's take it for back.
I remember dad used to take us out to Times Square, and mom made sure we had lunch every day. Nah, that couldn't have been it. We gotta try again. Let's take it back.
Mom was 23, with no wedding ring. Wanted to have my father's son more than anything. After some drama, some breakups, some makeup, my father put it down, ready to try and raise the stakes up. From either side of the tracks, they came together, ignoring culture lines, he loved her on the day he met her. He told her, now our family line has begun, let's form a bond that can't break and let's design it for son. So here I am, staring right down the birth canal, ready to enter 83 with the burst of style. And as I think back on all that I've seen, I'm who I am due to friends and family in my team. And the fact that I was raised with a pen, and the fact my pop stepped to my mom, like how about naming him Ben? I'm about to turn 22, I love the years before that. I'd like to thank y'all for being here to take this tour back.
If there's one thing I've learned,
it's
that you'll never know how it is until you get there. It's always different from the outside looking in. Remember that.